in preparing for this next story, I learned that when you're traveling underground in the New York subway system, you're also tunneling through the financial crisis in ways that I never really understood before.
Yeah, John, it's fascinating. You know, transit systems around the country are facing huge problems. Higher fares, service cuts, layoffs. Governments don't have a lot of bandwidth to help them out, but some are facing increased stress because of what once seemed like a win-win financing scheme. It's called sale-leaseback agreements, and joining us to discuss the problem is Rick Carr, a reporter for Blueprint America. His two-part series begins airing tonight on the NewsHour on public television. Morning.
Good morning.
So yet another phrase that I haven't heard much about, sale-leaseback agreements. What are they and how do they apply to this transit situation?
Okay, let me actually sort of explain it in terms of the radio station that we're sitting in right now. WNYC could, for instance, take all the equipment here, computers, microphones, mixing boards, and sell them to a bank. WNYC would get 5 to 7% of the money back because the bank can do something that the station can't. The station's a nonprofit. It can't write off depreciation on its taxes because it doesn't pay taxes. But the bank can do that, which means it gets to sort of shave down the amount of its profits that are taxed. So the bank technically owns this stuff, gives WNYC a lump of money. NYC gets to keep 5 to 7% of it, put the rest of it into an interest-bearing account, and then use the interest to lease the equipment back from the bank. Supposedly a win-win, right? Except the bank won't get into this deal unless it's insured. And guess who insured these deals? It's AIG.
Lovely.
AIG insured the deals, and all AIG had to do was basically stay solvent and maintain a perfect credit rating, which it didn't manage to do. So it put these transit agencies into technical default.
So what you're saying is that AIG, this huge insurer, which the government is having to spend billions of dollars to support, is essentially the owner of it's the insurer, but because the insurer is
the banks are the owners, right?
Right.
And
I
the
got
banks
it. Okay.
were saying to, when AIG went bust, look at the fine print in the contract. It says here, if AIG goes bust, you transit agency owe me a bunch of money to liquidate the deal.
So the banks had a guaranteed deal because AIG put up the insurance, and now the transit systems are left holding the bag.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Ouch.
Yeah. You're talking $43 million in the case of Washington, D.C.'s Metro. A Belgian bank called KBC came to Washington Metro, said, give us $43 million. You have 7 days to do it. You may wonder, okay, why did they get involved in this stuff in the first place? These deals are risky. It's a big financial gamble, right? Two things. I talked to a woman named Carol Kissel, who is the chief financial officer of D.C. Metro. She said there are basically two things that motivated to do this. One was the fact that they needed the money. Any little bit of extra cash they can get is great for them. The second thing is that the federal government, the Federal Transit Administration, said this is a great idea. Here's Carol Kissel.
We run a train, and we need capital in order to put trains on the network. We relied on the federal government, who was positioning these types of transactions as a way to finance some of the urgent capital needs. And most of the transits, signed up for it willingly because it was deemed approved by the federal government.
Free money.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Not so free anymore.
Yeah. Comes at a price. I mean, I understand some of the biggest problems are being faced in places like Jersey, St. Louis, where you were, Washington. How are they dealing with it?
Well, there are 31 agencies across the country that have faced this issue. The MTA here in New York seems to have pretty much steered clear of it. Across the country, though, they still owe billions of dollars, the agencies do. St. Louis's debt just got downgraded in part because it's still got these deals on the books.
The whole city's debt got downgraded?
No, just the transit agency. Agency's debt got downgraded because of this. New Jersey Transit is mum about this. They just say no comment. D.C. went to court, and one of the reasons why is their board of directors got really mad when this bank came to them because the quarter before the bank came and asked for this $43 million, the bank had taken a loss of 900 million euros, more than $1 billion. I talked to a guy named Gordon Linton, who sits on the board of directors there, and this gives you a sense of the anger that they had in D.C. about this.
The bank said, okay, we want a jumbo payment right now, even though you have not missed any payments. You're not in default. There's only a technicality that we can take advantage of at this point, and we're going to use this opportunity because we're having some financial problems ourselves. and we're going to go to whatever extent we can to get money from whatever source that we have an opportunity.
So they just exercised an option, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, and this is the thing. Not all of the banks are doing this. Some of the people in the transit world are saying to me, some of our banks have been saying, let's renegotiate, let's work out the deals. Two of the deals that DC Metro had on the books, the banks have renegotiated for the amount that's already there. But some of the banks are being very aggressive, and in fact, they're getting more aggressive. Just last week, I was talking to folks in transit agencies, and they were saying the banks are really starting to pound the doors down.
Well, quickly before we go, what is this an obstacle to shovel-ready stimulus money coming in to help mass transit, as we've all heard?
It's not an obstacle to that. Basically, what the deal is that's going to go to those projects anyway. It's going to take some of the pressure off the transit agencies.
Well, Rick, thanks so much. Rick is a reporter for Blueprint America, PBS Project, reporting on America's infrastructure crisis.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.